Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, as Chris said, we're going to talk a little more about Catherine Tristan's book, Why Worry? I've been finding it really fascinating, all of going ahead in terms of research with the brain. The brain is something that's so complicated that we probably won't ever know everything about it, but many researchers and scientists keep working on it, and there is a new research or new science called neuroplasticity, and talk a little more about that. But I want to include a worry wart quiz that you can ask yourself, you know, how worried are you? How far along on the worried triangle are you from not to, from being really positive? Worrying, remember, Catherine said, worrying can be a positive, helpful kind of thing to do, but when we just keep worrying more and more and more, it gets to really an important and serious mental health issue. So I'm going to give you that worry wart quiz and also some stress busters. It seems as though stress, anxiety, fear, those all increase. If we have higher levels of those, we're probably bigger worriers and leading toward not so healthy kinds of thinking. So let's start with that worry wart quiz. And the idea here is that you probably can answer yes to all of these. The important thing is how often and to what degree does this happen to you? The first one, do you frequently feel edgy and on guard? Keyword, frequently. Yep, sometimes we need to be on guard. But do you frequently feel edgy and on guard? Or another question is, do you often overreact? It might be something that scared you. Somebody dropped something and boom, you know, we all kind of get startled, but do we overreact? Do you assume the worst will happen? I think that kind of relates to that cup being half full or half empty, and you know people who it's always half empty or even less. So do you assume the worst will happen? Another question, if you make a mistake, does it bother you a lot? Hey, we're all human. We all make mistakes. And most of us don't like to make mistakes, but does it bother you a lot? And you keep on thinking about it and keep on worrying about that mistake you made rather than moving on. Another question, are you upset when things don't go perfectly? Well, I kind of used to be in that category, and then I decided, hey, there's a lot of different ways to do things, and what's the criteria for perfect? So are you upset when things don't go perfectly the way you think they should? Another question that I know lots of people will answer yes to, do you have trouble falling asleep? I was so sound asleep last night, I didn't even know the lights went out. You know, it's, but some people lay and worry and think about all the things that have to be done during the day or wake up during the night and have the same thing happen. So do you have trouble falling asleep? Another question, do you start worrying as soon as you awaken? If you did get to sleep, what's the first thought in your mind when you get up in the morning? I remember this was from a person that I kind of copied in terms of a talk, and you know, she said, do you look in the mirror and say, good God, it's morning? Or do you look in the mirror and say, thank God, it's morning? So do you start worrying as soon as you awaken? Another question, do you feel that worrying shows you care? And a lot of parents will go into that when, you know, their kids leave home, go out, I think especially teenagers, and they're out there, first time they're out there driving kind of on their own, and worry about everything that could happen, and it's just because I care. Well, that's pretty normal. It's when it goes over the edge that it's really gets to be a problem. Do you think something bad might happen if you do not worry? It's an interesting question, sort of opposite things there. Do you think something bad might happen if you do not worry? And finally, are you worried that you are worried? Well, maybe if you're a real worrier, you maybe need to be worried, but do something about it. You know, it's move it on. And there is, and a lot of these studies that are being done related to the brain says that we can change the way we think, and the way we think certainly affects our mental health as well as our physical health. But sometimes we need some help to get along on that. We don't need to handle this all by ourselves, so don't worry about asking somebody else for some help. So back to this neuroplasticity. I like that word, neuroplasticity. And of course, neuro refers to nerve cells, and plastic suggests changeability. And Norman Doidge has he's a doctor, describes this new science and its revolutionary implications in his book, The Brain That Changes Itself. And he provides studies showing how lives have been changed, emotional and learning disorders healed, stroke patients cured, and even aging brains renewed. Sounds like some interesting things happening there. He says our brains have approximately 100 billion neurons, which can fire electrical impulses, often lasting less than 1,000th of a second. And each neuron can conduct electrochemically with up to 10,000 other neurons. This complex network creates an amazing web that governs our movements, feelings, and thoughts. And scientists are still trying to define exactly what this web is. But one thing is clear, our brains are amazingly adaptable. So if we are ultimate warriors, we can change. But as I say, we may need a little help doing that. Well, one of the other things that Catherine Tristan provided for us was 10 instant stress busters. Again, thinking about how fear, anxiety, stress, and worry all kind of feed each other. If we can reduce our stress level, if we're one of those folks that have high stress levels, there are some things that we can do really easily that don't cost any money. And the first one is breathe. Many of us breathe very shallowly, and it would be better, and it will be a stress reducer, if you can take just 3 deep breaths and slowly exhale. It's kind of like, okay, I'm going to stop here for a second and reduce the stress level, and 3 deep, slow breaths can help do that. Move, wiggle, or stretch. Loosen up your muscles and move around. Stretch. Stand up, stretch as tall as you can, get that body stretched out, relax. That can be helpful just for, you know, they're almost instant kinds of things to reduce your stress level and perhaps help you less worrying. Say a calming phrase. This goes to that meditation kind of thing that more and more science is saying this is really good for us. It might be all is well or I can handle this, but just keep repeating that same phrase. Kind of get your mind off something else for just a little bit. Helps you get calm down. Today this would not be a good suggestion perhaps, but taking a hike. But maybe take a hike around the house or take a hike around wherever you happen to be. Get up, again, kind of get moving. And finally, smile. Studies show whether you mean it or not, smiling releases mood-enhancing endorphins. So when you feel too stressed out, when you feel like you're too worrying, even if there's nobody around, smile, whether you mean it or not. Hey, those are easy, simple, stress-reducing, worry-reducing kinds of things that will at least give your brain a little vacation from those worrying and stressing. Well, all helps from Catherine Tristan in the book, Why Worry? And one of the little sayings that she has quoted in her book from Mark Twain, perhaps you've heard this before, I have been through some terrible things in my life, some of them which actually happened.